第2項
During a discussion of his employees' work, a boss asked someone if he had problems getting along with colleagues. Absolutely not, the employee replied. But he unconsciously nodded yes. The boss frowned in concern. Why? When people don't know whether to believe what they're hearing or what they're seeing, they rely more on the body language. You can play fast and loose with words, but it's much more difficult to do that with gestures. A mother discovered that her 2-year-old daughter had gotten into her makeup drawer and painted herself with eyeshadow. You are never to play with this again, the mother declared, but she couldn't help smiling. The next day, the child headed straight toward the makeup. To her, it was as plain as the grin on her mother's face that she just might get away with it. Probably no one is better than a child at discerning the difference between what you say and what you really mean. Every day, in hundreds of ordinary situations, actions speak far louder than words. We talk with our vocal cords, but we communicate with our facial expressions, our tone of voice, our whole body. Understanding body language is one of the most practical skills you can develop. When you can consciously comprehend what others are conveying unconsciously, you can deal with issues at work and at home before they become problems. Imagine this scene. The head of your company announces to his staff that the firm has been bought out by a larger corporation. "This is great news," he says. "The new owners are very impressed with our work. Your jobs are more secure than ever." As he speaks, your boss stands stiffly behind a chair, his hands clasped in front of him. He smiles often, although his eyes have a serious look. His voice is flat, and the pitch seems higher than usual. Should you believe him? Look for inconsistencies between what you're seeing and what you're hearing. Your boss's body language is anything but reassuring. When a mother insists she's not upset by a knocked-over glass of milk, kids often ignore the words and react to a frown or strained voice. Children read nonverbal cues first. The younger the children are, the more important nonverbal communication is, because that's all they have. Even newborn babies respond to body language. An infant will sense tension in the way her mother is holding her and begin to cry. If the mother is relaxed, the infant relaxes too.